this summer. We talk so much about the guy that we used to mention every day. We no longer mention him at all now. It'll be interesting to see what he does, but the sight of seeing Terry and Stephon together, boy, the enemy defense, think of what the defenses that come against the Commanders now have to put in their peace pipe. They have to figure out, what do we do now? And I still believe that I like the room before this happened. I love the room now because people say, well, somebody's going to possibly be out. Somebody's always close to being out. That's what the key to making you a good team. You have to get rid of good people. Bad teams are garbage. Good teams release people that can play. That's why they go somewhere else and play. That's the sign that you're doing it the right way. So the worst thing that can happen to a team is that you release people and nobody picks them up. It makes you look really bad. Really bad. Nobody wants your scraps. That means you're poor at picking people. And then we don't know now who's hungry enough to pop into the scene and be a... Anybody that's not starting for me has got to be starting on teams and got to be making plays on teams. Has got to be a guy in certain packages I can put in that break you down. He's got to be a weapon. I can't carry anybody just because I like them. Everybody there has got to be able to justify me paying them. Otherwise, I'm paying the wrong people. And I don't think that's the case at all. I think we've got people that are going to prove a lot of people wrong. I'm still a Lane fan. These guys have done nothing to make me not believe that they can play in this league. What they need is what everybody needs. You need a chance. You need an opportunity to be able to go out and show your skills. And I think the front office is going to be applauded later on down the road because of the selections that they made that can actually get on the field and play. And if you don't believe me, just wait until you see Antonio Williams. When you see him do his thing, he's got alienite traits. I'll tell you what, I love the way he comes off the ball. I love seeing receivers that scare you off the ball, that have a burst. And the guys, the great ones, don't look like they're running really fast and they're flying. And he's got great body control. And there are a lot of these things. Now, again, who's he on air? Who's he on? His own teammates. Who's he against? A scripted practice. Why do they script the practices? Because they want to work on certain areas. It's not just random. They design what they want to get better at. Then they create the circumstances for it. Why do you think DQ went plus 20? This thing is brilliant. Makes you think about decisions quicker, makes you hone in on it. It gives the defense another defender. It makes it tighter and harder on the offense. Who do you want it harder on? The offense. And I think it cuts down hamstring pulls because you don't get to open up. Everything's concise. So it makes you speed you up. I think it's brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant maneuver. And so, you know, we'll see. 1-800-636-1067 is the number here on the MGM National Listener Line. DC, you have been patient. Welcome home.
Thank you very much, Doc. It's a real honor to, and thanks for taking my call. I wanted to bring you back a little bit of memory from probably 30, 35 years ago.
You don't sound that old. Who are you? Your parents told you this stuff?
No, it's me. I'm 71.
Wow. God bless you. It's a great
thank
year.
You.
Love 1955.
Yes, oh, yeah.
My favorite year.
It should be.
Absolutely.
I was living in Palm Springs at the time. And
love PS. Yes, nice.
Listen to the radio, and guy said, hey, caller number 5 wins a free round of golf with me. And I'm like, oh, I'll call. He said, caller number 1, call back. I call back. Caller number 2, call back. Third time, he said, you're the only one that's calling. You win. So we played golf and had many adult beverages, which is always great. Uh-huh. We had a lot of fun. We got to where we played golf 2 or 3 times a month. And he told me he worked in Washington, D.C., sports radio. And I'm like, well, what's your name? And he said, Rich, the coach, Gil Gallen.
Gil Gallen.
You remember?
The biggity, 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 biggity. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, man, Rich was fun. Rich Gil Gallen. Who doesn't remember the coach?
Well, that was my story. And school Redskins / Commanders. And I really love listening to you on the radio. You're great. You're great. Thank you very much.
DC, thank you, man. I appreciate that. Whether or not it's true, we don't even care. We just care that we were able to connect. And the coach, I hadn't heard the coach, man, Rich Gil Gallen. I enjoyed Rich, man. He loved what he was doing. And that's the key to this, love, which if you're lucky enough to be able to do something that you love to do, chances are you'll be paid like a squirrel. But make a decision and choose making yourself feel good. And if you're good enough at it, it'll pay off in the end. Silver Spring is our next stop. Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, Doc, what's happening, man?
Hey, man, I'm just... you don't even want to know what I'm feeling like right now.
Hey, man, I want to talk about the Hall of Fame, man.
Okay.
And I want to talk about 2 people. But I want to say, man, the Hall of Fame, like most Hall of Fames, has this first-round bias. And if you're not liked, and you're not, you know, I don't get it. But the 2 guys I want to talk about is a teammate of yours and a Cowboy. Okay. I want to talk about Joe Jacoby, man.
Jake.
I believe he's the last player on the all-decade 80s team that is not in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
That's a travesty,
it is.
Man.
It is.
You know, I love Jonathan Ogden. I know his family.
Yeah, bro.
You know, but he is not the left tackle that Joe Jacoby was. He wasn't probably the best tackle in his Hall of Fame class. He went in with Larry Allen, who is only 3 offensive linemen in the history of the game have made All-Pro at 2 positions, and he's the only one that made it a guard and tackle.
Yeah.
My next guy is Darren Woodson.
Yeah.
Darren Woodson was first team All-Pro in the 90s. Darren Woodson is the Cowboys' all-time leading tackler.
Yeah.
If you go on the last 5, 6, 7, 8 safeties put into the Hall of Fame, they can't touch his numbers. Troy Polamalu, man. Darren Woodson has 14 other tackles. Polamalu has 700 tackles. The interceptions and all this other stuff is pretty much the same. Man, Darren Woodson was the best safety of the 90s. I mean, it's crazy. Polamalu was a first-round draft pick. Jonathan Ogden, first-round draft pick. Joe Jacoby, undrafted free agent. Darren Woodson, third-round draft pick. I'm going to hang up and listen to you comment, man.
Yeah, man, you got to apply. I'm not going to say anything about – J.O. was a monster. I mean, Ogden was – he made it look easy. All the people you mentioned to me are worthy. They're all worthy of it. But you know we live in a political environment, political world, and it's not explainable. I'm biased on Jacoby, but even if I weren't, look what he did. Look who he went against. If the greatest of all time, Lawrence Taylor, endorses you.
Jacoby, if you look at the Hall of Famers that Joe Jacoby had to block.
No, we're on the same page.
You know, Jonathan Ogden doesn't have that resume, man. You know, Joe Jacoby, and like I said, I'm not, Joe Jacoby.
Let's do this. We're not going to settle this. Today, ain't no sense of us getting our blood pressure up over it. You know it's not going to change. The powers that be control it are in New York. It's controlled by New York. And this program here has very little clout. And it's exposed every year. We never get benefit of the doubt. And there's a reason for it. You have no political clout. Appreciate the call.
Hey, man, well, the Cowboys
have, they have political clout.
Darren Wilson can't get a Hall of Fame.
Now you're not wrong. You're not wrong about that. But trust me, it's not going to change. You and I aren't going to change it. It's not going to change.
Yep.
But I appreciate your call. Man. You got it, man.
Yep.
I love your passion, but it's not going to change. It's a sin for a guy like Jacoby, who kicked as much ass as he kicked, and not to be acknowledged
with the
rest of them.
The thing about it is, they're letting lesser talents and lesser people in.
No, I'm sorry, but we hung up. That's okay. Don't worry about it. That's on us. You made some great points, man. Appreciate that. Who's Sid 18? Who's out in Virginia? Is that S1B? Sib.
Having a U-Haul truck. I turned the radio. I heard that Biggie Smalls said, "Holy moly, is Doc on the air?"
Hey, Sib, what up, dog? What's up? They let me out of lockdown.
Hey, look, hey, Doc. Are you trying to compete with Tom Turner, the hardest working man in show business?
You know what? That's the ultimate compliment, man. Like, if it's up to James Brown, look. Why wouldn't you want to do it when it's a labor of love?
Hey, Doc. This is the thing about you, man. At your age, I mean, I know you're still young, 71. I didn't want to reveal that because I know why you said 55 was a great number.
Yeah.
You still sound like to me like you did 30 years ago. I've been listening to you forever, but so God bless you, man, with that health and everything. So, but let me get to my point. Real
I appreciate
quick, man.
The health,
I'm not
man.
Telling anything you do. Yeah, I want to say real quick. Of course, B. Mitch. I've said this before to the top of my lungs. He is behind Jerry Rice.
Yeah.
B. Mitch, and you know the system back then. Joe Gibbs, you know, you didn't want, you know, you had to play within the system.
Yeah.
So B. Mitch was not allowed to open. And
he
even
did
then, he is behind Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice, nothing against Jerry Rice. He played extra years to pad his stats. B. Mitch had 14 years. Jerry had 20. So and he was not even a wide receiver or nothing. So that says something. And these people who are in the Hall of Fame committee, whoever is voting. I cannot just believe that in their right mind they're not going to pick Beamish. Second thing about
personal.
Jake is,
it's personal.
Jake came as undrafted. Jake came undrafted. He was walk on. Joe put him on defense first. Then he switched to offense. And Jake, the committee has to realize the impact that Jake had on the team. I mean, he was a linchpin, man, along with Grimm. I cannot believe that I'm just praying that both of them get in. But Beamish, what he accomplished with the little amount of exposure that he was allowed to touch the ball. I mean, I can't believe what he would have done if he was on offense, used. He was underused. B. Mitch was underused.
Yeah, you're preaching to the choir. You're right. You're right.
I know I am.
But this program, again, and I say this, you know who runs the league? The Giants and the Cowboys.
Yep. That's right.
And it's a political matter. We were run. We 100%. Had a very poor administrative representation up until this, the new group took over. You're not going to be able to write that wrong. You're fighting with like racism.
Right,
you're trying to fight racism and bigotry. Good luck.
You hit it on the head, Doc.
Yeah.
Hey, Doc, stay young, man. Stay young.
Thank you, man. Stay blessed. I appreciate that.
You too, Doc. God bless you, Doc.
1-800-636-1067. Drew, what you thinking, man? Where you want to go next? I'll let you choose the victim.
We can take the next caller. One guy wants to talk about Joe Gibbs and his game plan.
Let's go to Joe. All right.
Okay, hold on one sec.
That Kurt? Oh, is it Steve?
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, what's up, man? You're next.
You mentioned something that is kind of near and dear to my heart, too, and that's the lack of political clout that this current edition of the Washington Commanders / Redskins.
It's awful.
It has. If Jack Kent Cook is spinning in his grave right now about this. And we got to get in there and fight and take it back. Well, their excuse was before, well, it was Snyder, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well,
yeah.
Okay, Snyder's gone. The Redskins are back. And, you know, stop treating us like unwanted stepchildren. And Jacoby, frankly, is one as well, because I think, frankly, everybody always used to make fun of the way Jacoby talked. Mm-hmm. And I think that's still the case. I think they look at him as a less than normal person.
Well, that's ridiculous.
But he showed. I know. I agree. But what else could it possibly be?
Again, I go back to who's fighting for him. You know, we have one of the more potent fan bases in the country. I will never forget what the Buffalo Bills fan base did with Joe DeLamalur, and it got him in the Hall of Fame. And that's why I go, talk is cheap. When you say you're this or that, how do you prove it? Well, there's just right, too many right. people that are yeah. too good that are being deprived the opportunity to be recognized as Hall of Famers. So if you got that's this right. base that's so dynamic, prove it and raise enough hell that you get people's reactions to it. And to me,
our base went dormant.
Well,
our
it's base the, went well, dormant. I mean, we go because they're caught up on a name change. We're caught up right. in something well, now, that you have to, that's what the league wanted. They're happy that we're splintered right now. They're happy that we're right. not, they're happy that we're not getting the power. This program right now is running half on half a fuel, half a tank. We're not totally ignited because the base is split. And that's why right. you're not going to be able to budge. You're not going to be able to do anything. You don't have the manpower to do it right now. So until you can become you're not getting nothing done.
The base will come back together. Unfortunately, you're just going to have to wait until we win the Super Bowl.
You might be right. And appreciate then, that.
All right.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. On four,
right up, thank you.
Who is this on four impersonating Big Tony? Because Big Tony can't dial a phone, so they can't know when the hell it can be him. Who is this, caller?
What's going on, dog father?
Oh, Big Tony.
What's happening with you, baby? Hey, look here, man. Let me just shut down the dude that called in here talking about Darren Woodson. First of all, he wasn't the best safety. Do you ever heard of a dude named Ed Reed?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a Steeler.
I know.
I'm a Steeler, and Troy's my man. But they're two different positions. It's either Ed or Troy, and God rest his soul, or Sean. All right?
Yeah.
Woodson played with the Cowboys, the hype machine. Okay? He had more tackles than Troy. You know why? Because Troy had other folks on defense, so it wasn't making it to the back line. But what Troy did do, what you saw on every highlight, was dive over the pile. Do this. One-hand interception. Run everything. Sacks. I mean, tackles for loss. Everything. No, Woodson was a bad man.
He
was also a hype machine. All right, so the dude that called in there with all that, he ain't better than Reed. Matter of fact, he ain't even better than Dawkins. I mean, I'm not trying to say Dawkins was garbage. Dawkins was better than Woodson. So let's stop playing the game. If you want to talk football, talk football. Don't come on here faking with all the other stuff. Now, I do agree. Jake needs to be in there because, like everybody said, he went up against the baddest man. And I don't care. I've only been alive 57 years, so I've probably been watching football for probably 50 of it.
Mm-hmm.
LT is the baddest son of a gun that I've ever seen.
I'd agree.
And I don't care if he was on crack, coke, whatever. That's mm-hmm. like Aaron Pryor. I don't care yeah. what he was on.
Right.
You couldn't do a damn thing. Put three people on him.
Yeah.
I don't care. He's still going to get it done. But anyway, Doc, I'm just coming from Bass Pro. I just got me a brand new rifle, but don't tell the no, she ain't listening.
This might be your best call, man. You been drinking?
You take it easy, baby.
Are you been drinking? Or you been on that pipe? Something's wrong. He actually made sense. After over 30 years of having to deal with this is unbelievable. It is 4:19 here today.
A Steelers fan talking about Ed Reed.
Yeah, Steelers fan. I mean that. Really, that does show a part of intelligence I didn't know he possessed, and that is to have against your hated rival, but you respect game. Everybody respects game, and that's what it's all about. And we're just getting started. 1-800-636-1067 is the number here on the MGM National Listener Line. Holla. We'll be back. 424 here in the nation's capital. The MGM National Listener Line number is 1-800-636-1067. 106.7, and be having a funky good day. Training camp, there's no way to lighten the load, and to be, I can't beat around the bush. It is miserable. And if you go through it, it's the biggest form of torture you can imagine, but it's what shapes you. It's no different than any of our armed forces or law enforcement. They go through extensive training, and that's training to save your life. Well, this is to avoid injury and to sustain your physical being, not get broken mentally or physically. And based on what I've seen and heard, we're light years away from what I saw and heard about a year ago. What does that mean? What does it come up to? We're going to find out. But I like the fact that I think we're, I'm not, I don't think anything. I know we're headed in the right direction, and we're light years ahead of last year simply from a eyeball test. And that's all that matters. We have athletes now that look like other teams' athletes. Not like we're going out seeing an old-timers softball game. Mike in Odenton, thank you for being patient, and welcome to Sports Saturday. Mike going once?
All these people, and I think that Jacoby and even B. Mitchell deserving to go to the Hall of Fame. But I get tired of people forgetting about the prize bull. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Hey, man, you can never forget the prize bull. You can never forget the prize bull.
Bro, it sounds like when is Dex going to get his credit? When is he going to get his jersey retired?
And we're talking about my favorite player. I love this brother, and because he played with pure passion, but he was skillful.
Yes.
Nobody outworked
yes.
him. It meant a lot to
no.
him. He meant a lot to him. But when you look at what's going on, whatever happened, he did, and people are holding grudges straight up, which is normal.
Well, they should.
But they do.
Hey, Doc.
They do.
Doc, wasn't he compared to Lon Taylor back in the day?
Let me just say this. If you compared him, nobody would laugh you out of the building. In other words, the prize bull was so effective getting to the quarterback like LT was. They
yes,
had similarities in
yes,
that.
Yes, he was.
He was relentless.
Yes, he was.
He had everything that it takes, and he loved the game. But what happens off the field and all that is held in account.
Well,
but not for some people.
Well,
it's not fair. See, here's Mike. What you're doing, you're asking me to be fair. When has it ever been fair?
No. You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
Hey, man, I appreciate the call.
Well, he should be.
Oh, no, he's worthy of it. The prize bull, if you ever mention productivity, you can't mention it without mentioning Dexter Manley. No doubt about it. Yeah, not about it. But we gotta look at this, look at it straight for what it is. And then you say to yourself, he's not the only one that's being disrespected. And especially if he's from here. Had he played somewhere else, maybe he would have been in. But here, obviously, not enough political clout generated. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Ashburn. Kirk, welcome home.
Good afternoon, Doc. I was out running errands, and I had the radio on, and I heard Nick talk to a caller about the fact that one of the head coaches in the post-Gibbs era started up season 6-2 and then finished up the season going 2-6, and he said that was due to the fact that the other teams got hip to what they were doing on offense. And what occurred to me when I heard that, and I have a question after this,
okay.
And what occurred to me when I heard that is, well, I read about Gibbs, and you hear all these stories about him getting pizza sent in because he spends the night there and so on.
Right.
And I understand what all that work led to, because it was Gibbs and the staff's attitude that we were going to come up with something new every game.
Right.
You could not possibly have scouted us on that.
Not in a four-week cycle that you traded film. You couldn't find it.
Right. Yeah. So now my question kind of relates to that. I was at both the Super Bowl and the 82 NFC Championship game against Dallas at RFK. And I read this article about it, and it said the Redskins came out And instead of a two tight end offense, they had one tight end, and Ernie Stotner, the defensive coach of the Cowboys, slammed his clipboard on the ground and said, damn it, I prepared all week for a two tight end offense. So that's good. But what my question is, and I don't think I'm not astute enough to know this. What is the case that you can't make adjustments right then and there? Is there something you practice that makes it very difficult to convert to a different game plan when you see they're doing something you didn't expect?
Well, if you get completely caught off guard, but I don't think that happens. And it's not rocket science. Odd man front, even man front, whatever, you should be able to adjust to it. If you practice and train with the understanding that it's line of scrimmage rules everything. See, if it's hocus pocus, that's like the last people we had here. If you're trying to trick people, we weren't trying to trick anybody. It's how few plays you have that matters. If I have to beat you with a 100-play playbook, maybe some people can. But in the end, it's not that complicated. If I can knock you off the ball, if I can run the ball down your throat straight at you, you are going to eventually succumb to my presence and the pressure.
I know that along those lines that Green Bay under Lombardi, they executed. They'd run a play 1,000 times that I had to, and it was executed.
Exactly.
It wasn't so much fooling.
The Green Bay sweep.
So let me ask you this. About that coming up with a new game plan every week and not really doing anything done for, that must have been also a challenge for you players on offense.
Well, there's a challenge for every group of professionals. The signals.
Yeah.
The play. That's what makes you pro and not high school or college. So remember the old, nobody knows. They used to rotate 4 weeks of film. Every team had to send the last four games. So when you got our, and this is where Gibbs is genius, and by the way, he's in several Hall of Fames. We never ran one set that was in the last 4 weeks. So whatever you looked at those 4 weeks, when we played the Redskins, you never saw it. So he never did anything within a four-week span. So whenever you saw that film again, when we'd go against you, it's the first time you'd seen it. So he beat the system that way, and he outworked them. He slept at the – I mean, look, this is what I've always said about everybody that's followed him. Don't you think as much garbage that we've had to come through this program that one of them would have thought, well, what did the guy that won do? Oh, he slept here a couple days a week. Nobody's duplicated it. So I have no sympathy for any of them. He sacrificed for his family. Okay, you think his family enjoyed that? Heck no.
No, I know.
Nobody does, but that's what he did. And nobody since then, has duplicated it. Nobody's tried. That's why they're talking about how much golf they played in. That's why I told you. When you put down on your resume, if you put golf in there, you would never make it here. You'd never get hired.
Along those lines, execution, there's it's a well-known story that Lombardi told his team probably more than one occasion. He said, gentlemen, there's about five or six plays that are going to determine the outcome of this game. Unfortunately, we don't know which ones they are, so you got to bust your butt on all of them.
No doubt about it. Hey, brother, I appreciate the phone call. It is 4:50, make that 4:33, which means we're off schedule. We'll take a quick break. Let's get back on schedule. Warpath, Sanchez, I feel you. We'll be back. Skeletos on the ground. Donna Hopkins, as she continues to deliver, giving great coverage of this team. If it's tough on the athletes, it's tough on the people that cover the game, especially the beat people that are there, and they're some of the best at their craft in the business, covering the monotony of traffic and the whole nine yards. So it's one of those things that's an occupational hazard. But everybody that's done it, especially if you're on the beat and you've done it, and I did it for 16 straight years, and it's like, you become so a part of it, and it's just a badge of honor, you know, to get through it. And it's all good. So 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And it's nothing wrong with worrying about depth. The wide receiver, this is probably the least amount we've discussed the wide receivers. You're talking about answering a prayer. That's what Diggs did. But I said it before, and I'll say it after. I like the room. I like the room before he came. I love it now that he's here. But the room is good. And if you have doubts about that, holler at me. I think we're still going to be really good with this room. And I think that's what's important. How good, because it's all about depth. And depth is everything for a wide receiver room. Have heard any hamstring problems, which is normal for that. How about Terry being Iron Man? I mean, comes out every day, seems to be pretty much immune to injury. So at 5 o'clock, Skeletto's on the hill, on the beat. Donna Hopkins will tap in and let us know what she's got in her mind. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And I thought I saw Matthew. Okay, good deal. And we'll tap into that. You know what? I'd like to hear from somebody that made it to camp for the first time. To camp for the very their first training camp experience. That would be awesome. Because it means a lot. My memories of your camp are at Carlisle. We always dreamt, what would it have been like not to have to go away to camp? But yet when you got out there, it was just another world. The people were so nice. The collegiate campus, the camaraderie. The little bunk beds and being close, having roommates and being on a college campus. It sounds really crazy, but those were some of the moments that every time I hear, you know, somebody call up and ask about one of the teammates, you think about draft, you think about camp, think about Carlisle, time there. You remember the frozen custard. You remember the beer spot, the watering holes. You remember the food, everything about it, the trips. Some went to other spots. And then, of course, Richmond. I enjoyed camp, you know, down in the 757. Shout out to Polly. That was interesting. There were some moments there. But every time you tie around this ritual of training camps, there's some of you that never missed any of them. And you stayed there. You came out in campers. And those are memorable moments in building that base. Then there's the scrimmages. We scrimmaged the Ravens. The Colts. The Baltimore Colts. And the Pittsburgh Steelers. Two pit bull or understood tackle football at its finest. I am a little apprehensive. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. Because the Dolphins are under new administration, under a new leadership group. But when I think of black and blue, I never think of the Dolphins. But it's going to be interesting. Wednesday's a big day. A big day, because that is now you have somebody other than your friends to go after. I'll never forget being out in camp in the 757 when Belichick and the Patriots came in for that scrimmage. Then the Texans with J.J. Watt. I remember seeing J.J. Watt, this man child, coming out there and going mano a mano. That's how you get better. And getting better is what it's all about. 444 here in the nation's capital. Time to take a quick break. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. If you have any training camp memories you'd like to drop on us, take the time to do it. Back in a moment. Here in the nation's capital, it is a spirited workout, a two-hour workout. Hell, it's hard to watch a good movie for 2 hours, let alone running around, running into people the way 250 pounds and have on pads and they're fighting back. But that's what you're conditioned to do. That is what training camp is all about. And unfortunately, you're not down in that cool breeze of Richmond or Carlisle, Pennsylvania. You're here, and it is brutal. You know what the humidity is and that factor, but that's why they're professionals. And they train for it, and we don't. So, Andrew, looks like we got Tyrone and Diane. Is this two for one on line one? Welcome to Sports Saturday.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Go Commanders.
Mm-hmm. What's on your mind?
Well, we enjoyed the training last Wednesday for the first time.
Uh-huh.
Everything was very organized.
Yes, it
Everybody was very happy and friendly,
mm-hmm,
and willing to show us where to go, to sit, and
yeah,
everything.
Very well.
And,
professional operation.
Yes, and we were able to see B. Mitch and J.P. Finley,
yep,
and we saw Jaden take time to sign autographs. B. Mitch took time to sign autographs.
Mm-hmm.
And even Bill, number 22, he,
yeah,
took time as well.
Yeah.
So it was just wonderful.
Well,
oh, we live right down the street from there, too.
Okay, good. Well, glad you had a great experience. Don't make it your last visit.
Okay.
All right, good deal. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's right.
For taking our call.
Hail to the Commanders. Yeah, absolutely. It's a festive atmosphere. I look forward to Wednesday. Wednesday, the joint practice with the Miami Dolphins. I love those. I remember the first one, one of the first ones, Patriots and the Houston Texans. We were out in the 757. That was it's fun because you don't have to really hold back as much as you do going against your own. It's one notch below game level because you also want to make sure these guys are safe as well. Nobody sets out to hurt the opponent. You'd love him to feel a little bit of pain, but never to be injured because you don't want anybody on your group to be injured. That's not why you do this. And all of this, it seems so far away from that final game. You know, this is, and correct me if I'm wrong, is this the least amount of coverage or talk about a defending world champion as we've had this offseason with the Seahawks? It just seems to me that we don't even talk about them.
Yeah, it is kind of odd.
It just seems like, when it's the Chiefs, whomever, it's the all year. We're
well,
all
no,
talking.
No one from the Seahawks got married to the most famous pop star in the world this offseason either.
Yeah, but you see the pictures that they're floating around about him at training camp.
Yeah.
He looks like Linnell. You know, and I'm saying that, hey, look, that's all in kidding. Love BTP, all right? Relax. Linnell, matter of fact, looks really good now. I saw him the other day. And I guess eating the... Was he gone to, he's not eating hamburger, he's eating,
he likes the glizzies, I know.
Yeah, yeah, whatever he came up with, whatever the diet thing that he's on, good for him. We're pulling for him. It's just the Seahawks, don't sleep on them, and don't underestimate them, and don't think that they're going to back down. I was trying to think, when we had a more aggressive schedule. I couldn't think of the year, but I know it exists, to where we had the first 3 weeks were this challenging. And that's why this camp is so important. And we keep a small monitoring of people that get nicked up. Because as long as you're back, you got a 14-day period before the opener, we can win with you. We can make it happen. Whether it's Allegretti, now today Tunsil, and I understand his upper body. And the question with that if it is the left arm area, that's the because that's where people are trying to knock that arm down. That's the arm that defensive end is trying to make it numb so he can turn that corner. Without that arm presence, it shortens the corner and it shortens the path to the quarterback. That's way too technical for most of you, but I thought you needed to know for those that it do relate to it. Because the worst thing you can do is talk over an audience, then you're wasting your time. The key is to relate and make sure you understand. I don't know if it's right or left. And they're smart not to indicate it. You know why they'd have a problem with me if I was in the front office? Because I'd be like hockey, upper body, period. I mean, you don't get lower body. They're the best.
I don't know. Like so I met Ovechkin briefly at the beginning of last season.
Yep.
And because the Junkies were doing an interview with him, and I was lucky enough to be the one.
It is.
I was running sound on location. It was awesome. He's one of my microphones. It's super cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I saw him after a practice, and I guess he had a minor leg injury in that practice. Yep. And it wasn't something like I think kept him sidelined, but you could tell like the coaches and like the trainers had all been going over
concerned.
Him and examining it and like whatever. So it made his interview with us late because they were doing all this extra examination on him, but they basically brought him up, but he was out of his – normally you see him with, like, his hockey pants on, like the suspenders, and then he's got, like, a T-shirt on underneath or whatever.
Right.
But he didn't have the hockey pants because they'd obviously been, like, looking at his leg and, like, doing all that. And seeing that guy's, like, tree trunk legs in person, man. Yeah. I mean, it's like you see those, like, tennis stars, you know, like Serena and these people just have these, like, massive legs. And I was like, oh, man, Ovi's got those legs too, man. Like, guy's been pushing on ice his whole life, you know?
Yeah. And he's got a linebacker mentality. Not everybody's built for combat sports, but he was. 456 is the number right in front of me, which means time for us to take a break. You can still be a part of the Sports Saturday right here on 106.7. The Fan, holla back. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Back in a moment.